This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Wade Phillips, former defensive coordinator, head coach in the NFL. He joins us now. He's got his book, Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. He wrote this with Vic Carucci, who covers the Bills, and you can find it all over online. Go get it now to learn about the history of Bum Phillips and the history of football in general. Coach, thanks for hopping on with us. We appreciate it. Congratulations on completing the book and having it out there. Are you going to be a defensive coordinator this year? What do we expect with Wade Phillips this year with the season looming?
Well, no, not unless they fire somebody. I think all 32 of them are taken right now. So, but I'm looking to get on somewhere if somebody, you know, somebody needs me. I think I can help somewhere. And if not, I'll have to wait for yet next year.
Well, and I mean, connecting it to the book too, and your coaching style, what were the lessons that you carried with you? I mean, I can't imagine what it's like growing up with a father like that in the industry and then you following in his footsteps. Just what were the main lessons that you did or have carried with you from your childhood from an NFL coach?
Well, the football part, you know, we were the first team in the NFL to run the 3-4. So my dad brought that in. That's the football part. But really the big lessons I learned were something about coaching with him, certainly, and the X's and O's, but also how to relate with people, how to work with people, and how to treat people overall.
Was he the first person you thought of when you won the Super Bowl in Denver?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right. In fact, at the end of the game, when we were winning the game, we had it won, and Gary Kubiak came over and put his hand on my head and said, Bum would be proud of you. And, man, I just almost let it go there, but I still gives me chills because you do all that and you win a Super Bowl, and it's the first thing I thought of was my dad.
Yeah. But when did you know growing up that this was going to be, like, your future? Like, when did it click for you?
Well, I was used to it all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. I'd go down and see my dad. When he was coaching in high school, I'd go down to the field house and watch him with a chalk on the chalkboard with the X's and O's and breaking chalk and talking football. And, you know, I was just around it so much that when I had to make the decision of what I wanted to do, that's what I knew. You know, I knew coaching, but I did know from him too that, you know, that better be the only thing you want to do. You know, if you want to do something else, you should do it because it's going to take some time away from your family. I knew that, and it's a tough thing to be at times.
Yeah. Longtime NFL coach Wade Phillips, our guest. His book, Son of Bum, about his father, Bum Phillips, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. You mentioned it being your life, and you come up, and you're a player, and your dad's teaching you all this and that, but then you get to a point where you reach the same level. You become a coach in the NFL. You coached with him. How often did you guys clash over philosophy or what the right scheme would be to run in certain situations?
Well, when I was coaching and he was retired, I talked to him after every game, and we still argued that, you know, I wanted to run 2-3 techniques on third down and he wanted to run 2-2 techniques on third down. So we never did. He said, you're going to do it anyway, aren't you? And I said, yes. And so, it was ongoing, but I talked to him after every game. He was great. If we won, he'd always say, hey, better be ready for the next team you're playing so-and-so. And if we lost, he'd console me and say, hey, you know, you're doing a good job. Just keep working them and they'll get better.
So, yeah.
He's super.
What like if you were a defense coordinator right now, how would you handle this situation? I mean, it's kind of weird. Nobody knows when normalcy will be back and when you can get it together with your teams and the draft's going on, but people can't be together. Just how would you be handling this as a defensive coordinator or a head coach right now?
Yeah, I think a lot of video conferencing, I guess, with the players just to keep in contact. But you know, we had a strike. 2011 in off season. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't have the off season. When I was going into Houston with the Texans, we were a new staff. We didn't have any off season, no OTAs, didn't get them till training camp, you know, didn't get the rookies till then either. And we went from 31st in the league to second in the NFL. So it can be done. You know, you just, you got to have good teaching progression. You got to have good players. We had, you know, J.J. Watt was a rookie then. We had some good players too.
You know, Coach, you coached your head coach, defensive coordinator. I'm just curious, the way the NFL has kind of evolved now where you almost breathe on a quarterback, it's a penalty, a lot of rules kind of are in favor of the offense. How have you, throughout your career, had to adjust to what the NFL used to be when you got into it to what it's kind of morphed into these last 3 to 4 seasons?
Well, that's the way it's always been. It's off, you know, they want the offense to do well. The quarterbacks become more and more important because of the passing game and, you know, what they can do and what you can't, you know. But it's been a long time that we couldn't, you know, bump them after 5 yards and, you know, some of those rules. So we've mm-hmm. gotten used to some of that. But the game keeps changing, obviously, and we're getting a lot more college influence where the quarterback now runs with the ball with Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray and people like that. So you just got to keep adjusting on defense. The name of defense is really just play recognition. You recognize the play fast, you know, cover your guy, whip the guy in front of you. Some of that hadn't changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned the college influence. It's interesting that we've seen over the years there's been kind of flashes of it working, but a difficulty for some teams and quarterbacks to kind of maintain it long term. And you know, Lamar Jackson is the most latest one. Do you think that's as a defensive coordinator, at least, just how do you see that working long term in the league? And is it a strategy that a team could follow for 5 to 10 years to have success?
Well, it's hard to find Lamar Jackson's. And you know, I was at Atlanta with Michael Vick, mm-hmm. and he went great until he broke his leg. And so, you know, that's the problem you have is sometimes those guys tend to get injured. Even Cam Newton. You know, Cam was the MVP, yeah. You know, 2015. And, you know, now he's looking for a job because of his injuries. So that's the only thing about running with a quarterback, especially in our league, because you got big, strong, fast guys that hit him. But Lamar's doing great. And, you know, like I say, Kyler, that influence, I think we're getting better quarterbacks now because the college and even high school, they're throwing the ball all the time. And that's what you want a quarterback to be able to do, is throw the football. Well, you know, colleges they used to say, well, they couldn't read defenses and whatever, but they get so good because they throw so many passes that they can be successful.
Yeah.
And look at Mahomes. Look how quick he got there.
Right. Yeah, this is Wade Phillips. He wrote a book, Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life, just growing up with Bum Phillips and becoming a coach alongside with him and just their really close relationship of what they both learned from this game. You have coached some of the greatest players. I mean, you've got the you mentioned Von Miller in 2015 and going against Cam Newton, right? You got Reggie White back in the day. Who was a favorite of Wade Phillips, maybe from both a personality standpoint and just seeing how they execute on the field for you?
Oh, wow. Reggie White was a fun guy to be around. I mean, he could imitate coaches, you know. I don't know how he could imitate me, but anyway, he did. And Buddy Ryan, he imitated Buddy. So he was fun to be around. And he probably had the greatest year I've ever been around. Aaron Donald had 20 sacks 2 years ago. DeMarcus Ware had 20-something, you know. But he had, in a strike year, when we only played 12 games, he had 21 sacks. So that might be the best year I've ever been around for a guy to have.
Did you ever have moments? Did you have moments with Buddy where you'd be a little frustrated and maybe ask Reggie to do some imitations and lighten you up a little bit?
He always did, you know. He always did the rookie show. You know, they always the rookie show every year. They had the rookie show, but he could do Muhammad Ali. He could do coaches. You know, and so he'd get up and do the coaches, and it was hilarious every year. Of course, I laughed when it was Buddy, and Buddy laughed when it was me.
Right. Did you have a least favorite player you ever coached?
Ooh.
Oh gosh, not too many. Most of them try to do, you know, what you say and how you want it done. There's not too many guys that balk. The other guy I had so much fun with was Aqib Talib. Mm. He's a real fun guy, and we did a couple of videos that went viral, you know, whatever that is. And so but he was with us with the Broncos winning the Super Bowl, and then with the Rams, we were in the Super Bowl. He played great in that game, and you know, we got beat by the Patriots, but he really played well there. But what a fun guy to be around.
Yeah, that Super Bowl, man, that wasn't a defensive problem. The offense could not get it going for you guys in that one. We're talking with Wade Phillips, his book, Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. What do you think about the new schedule? We have just like a minute and a half with you. What do you think of this new schedule, adding a game and then adding seven teams to the postseason? Do you like this move, or is this something that maybe having too much football is a real thing?
Oh, I like it for coaches because you can keep your job if you get in the playoffs. So, more chance, you know. Because we didn't get in the playoffs last year, and I'm looking for a job. So.
That's kind of the way it works. What's Wade Phillips?
Actually, we would have been in the playoffs with the new rules.
So. Yeah. Yeah, you would have had that extra spot.
Maybe they'll retract it. Thank you, buddy.
They're bringing you back. Don't worry about it. But what's Wade Phillips watching while on quarantine?
You know, I'm not doing nothing, and I don't start till noon.
That's a great
schedule.
Have you seen this Tiger King docuseries on Netflix, Wade?
No, I hadn't, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, it might be right up your alley. It might not be, but it's about a trashy guy who owns tigers, and it involves murder scheme. It's just insane.
Oh, well, it sounds like what I'd like to do right now.
We'd all be going to that exotic zoo, no doubt. Wade Phillips.
There you go.
He wrote the book, Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. Wrote it with Vic Carucci. You can find it online. Coach, man, we want to get you back in the NFL. We enjoy having you on the sidelines. You're a hell of a defensive mind. I'm sure your dad is proud, and it's awesome that you're able to write this book. So congratulations on that, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks. Enjoyed it. Add Son of Bum when they read the book on Twitter and let me know how they liked it.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.